Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hi, everyone. Elf Holly Berry reporting from the North Pole News Desk in Toronto. It has been 21 hours since Santa launched, and it is just about showtime in the United States and Canada. Our lines here are just jammed with reports of Santa sightings all over the northeastern United States and along the eastern seaboard of Canada. Joining us again for an update of Santa's flight is Elf DJ Bean. DJ, can you confirm Santa's position right now?
Not exactly, Holly. Santa has turned off his transponder, and we only know of his position if we are informed by either himself or the elves following along in the chaser sleigh.
Why would Santa turn off the transponder?
I think the best answer is density, Holly. He is in an area of the world where he is immensely popular, and so many are tracking Santa now through technology that he needs to fly with some stealth. He knows it is still early, not even midnight in the most eastern locations, and that he might have to wait in some spots before he can deliver.
So that makes the bedtime warnings very urgent at this point.
Indeed it does, Holly.
We're sure to have some eyewitness reports of Santa in Canada over the next few hours. Keep your radio dial tuned right here. This is Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.